Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his day shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. With lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. And it's a great thing to wrap up the week and be free from the burdens of work for a few days. Fridays, whether for a student or a worker, always brings a sense of relief. Mind you, there are many shift workers whose work week falls on different times. As a pastor, Mondays have usually been my day to be free from meetings and pressing issues, except when emergencies arise, as they often do. And I can't say to people, don't call me on Mondays. When people are hurting and troubles arise, the true shepherd wants to be there. I'm growing in conviction that everyone needs a caring church, and the care of God's people is vital. Even if I can't preach the best, all who sit in the pew need to know that I care for their souls. They need to feel that they are not an imposition, but a member of the body, that feels the pain, just as when your head hurts, your whole body is faint and cries out for rest. I needn't turn to the many places in the Bible that this is advocated, for the whole life of Christ was one of caring for souls and for troubled hearts. To be Christian is synonymous with caring. A doctor may apply his skills in a cold, clinical manner, and yet be the doctor you want again and again. But he doesn't stand in a pulpit to preach. He doesn't pray for God's blessing and the good of souls. You don't have to take his words to your heart. You just pop the pills into your mouth. So the first cardinal principle of pastoral life and preaching is to truly care in a genuine way for the good of each member in the church. To have that ministry is precious. This is the weakness of radio ministry, but I do try to compensate by giving my personal phone number and invite you to call me to talk. And I do. I count it a high honor to be called just even to listen. For therein lies the greatest part of ministering. It is to give your ear and heart to the cause of a hurting brother or sister in the Lord. One of our ministers attended a visitation time in a family home where a beloved family member had died. The minister was young and had not before this gone to a home in bereavement in the capacity as a minister. During the time of visitation, he never said a word. He just wept openly with the family members. He left red-eyed and red-faced in a state of brokenness. The sorrow of the family had reached the very depths of his own soul. But he wasn't faulted for being at a loss of words or in a state of inability to read the Bible or speak. He showed openly the greatest thing that helped that family, his tears. Like the Lord Jesus who wept outside Lazarus' grave when the people said, "Behold how he loved him." This young minister was true to his essential ministry, one in heart with his people. May we each know the blessedness of bearing one another's burdens with a heart-to-heart spirit of caring. We may be powerless, unlike the Lord, but we must care. Then we will point the troubled to the true Comforter, the Lord Jesus. Yes, my friend, go to Jesus. He will dry up your tears and show you how much he loves you. Now we are turning to our hymn today, "I Will Greet the Day with Singing," sung by Alan McGill.
I will greet the day with singing, I will meet the dawn with joy, I will praise the Lord of life all day long. I will greet the day with singing, I will meet the dawn with joy, for the Lord has put within my heart a song. Each day is like a new adventure, I am never bored. The little things in life have meaning since I've known the Lord. In Him I'm finding great fulfillment, life seems so worthwhile. So in spite of difficulties, I have learned to smile. I will greet the day with singing, I will meet the dawn with joy, I will praise the Lord of life all day long. I will greet the day with singing, I will meet the dawn with joy, for the Lord has put within my heart a song. I know a day is never perfect, problems come and go. The Lord has promised to be with me, and I've found it so. With Him all things in life have meaning, God is in control. So a song of joy is planted deep within my soul. I will greet the day with singing, I will meet the dawn with joy, I will pray
praise the Lord of life all day long. I will greet the day with singing, I will meet the dawn with joy, for the Lord is good within my heart a song. For the Lord has put within my heart a song.
Boys and girls, this is my time to speak to you, and I want to tell you today about Noah, another man who walked with God. Now, you remember Enoch? He walked with God. Well, Noah was another man who walked with God, and he also worked for God because he was called upon to build a huge ark that he might save himself, his family, from the terrible flood that was coming upon the wicked world. Noah's name means comfort. Comfort was needed because life on earth was very hard. Because of Adam's sin, God cursed the ground. And you know that weeds grow a lot faster than pretty flowers. The thorns, the briars, well, they just choke out normal plants as the tares did with the wheat. And Noah was born into this cursed world close to 1,000 years after creation. And when Noah was 500 years old, he became a dad to Shem, Ham, and Japheth. By that time, millions of people had been born into the world. And through very large families and through people living a very long time, well, the population multiplied. But as the people multiplied, so did wickedness and sin multiply. That black sin that was in Adam and Eve's hearts, which transferred to their children and their children. And so the world became populated with people that were corrupt in their very natures. All were sinners in their hearts, and all were depraved in their decisions. And each and every single person was totally depraved. Now, you remember what totally depraved means. You remember the black bottle with that drop of ink that went into it? Every part of that water in the bottle was corrupt. And when people had this black sin in their hearts, none wanted to walk with God. None wanted to live for God. But Noah, we're told that he walked with God. Now, in those days, people were sinful, and they were not careful about making good friends. And so the young men who had sin in their hearts married young women who had sin in their hearts. And they all wanted to live for the pleasures of sin. And they wanted to invent ways by which they could live in the world without God. That's what we mean by ungodly, ruling God out of their lives. And of course, you must not do that. And you must pray that God gives you a right heart, a heart that is clean and free from corruption. Now, because they were totally depraved, the people were opposite to good. Instead of being loving, they were hateful. Instead of being kind, they were cruel. Instead of being joyful, they were angry. Instead of being peaceful, they were riotous. And instead of caring for each other, they were murderous to destroy each other. And the Bible says that at that time, violence filled the earth. It was dangerous to walk in the streets. Homes were locked up for fear of angry attackers. Even inside homes, husbands fought back to their wives, and wives fought with their husbands. Parents hated their children, and children fought back with their parents. Could you imagine hitting your mother so that she cries in awful pain? Now that is a terrible sin, and God will judge such wickedness always. In fact, God looked down and saw such terrible sins upon the earth that he decided he was going to have no more of it. And God warned Noah that a great flood was coming upon the world and that he needed to build an enormous ark to save himself and his family. Now, why Noah? The Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That simply means that God chose to be very kind to Noah and not destroy him with the wicked. And he spared him from the judgment. Noah was to be the builder of that huge wooden boat, a large vessel that would float above the waters that were coming to drown wicked sinners in the earth. And so, for over 100 years, Noah went to work to build the ark. He had to cut down the trees. He had to shape the wood, fit everything together. And God gave him the exact size to make everything. He also told him to use pitch or black tar to seal the vessel, to make it watertight. And we can imagine Noah, his sons, perhaps others who worked for wages, working away with their hand tools, saws, hammers, nails, wooden pegs, and that black pitch, all to make this huge vessel. And it took them over 100 years to do it. Now, during that time, Noah preached to all who came to see them building the ark. He warned them that there would be a terrible torrential rain that would fall upon the earth and drown every living thing. Now, the people thought that Noah was mad. They had never seen rain. They'd never heard of it. They didn't believe that there could even be so much water to cover over the whole earth. And they thought that Noah had gotten it all wrong, and they would not believe that God had spoken to Noah these things. And so the people were filled with unbelief. And that is the same attitude of people today who hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Preachers are sent to warn people about their sins and their wickedness, that God will judge them for those things. But what do people do? They laugh, they mock, and they joke about righteousness, temperance. They joke about godliness, and of course, they don't believe in God, and they don't believe in the judgment that God is about to send. Now, it's no joke, because the Lord Jesus said in the Gospels, and I'm coming now to Luke 17, where it says that Noah, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. And so you can see that our Lord Jesus did not consider this a joke. He recognized there was a real Noah, a real flood, and it was a terrible judgment sent by God. And that's exactly what happened in the days of Noah. And there came the day for Noah to enter the ark with his family. And then all the animals went in two by two. And some of the clean animals, like sheep, which were used for sacrifices later, they came in by pairs of seven. And so the ark was filling up with Noah, his family, and the animals. But the people would not go in. And then on the seventh day, that door to the ark suddenly, with an unseen hand, shut perfectly tight so that no one could get in or out. Now, God gave a final warning. And then on the seventh day, as that door closed, for the first time in world history, it began to rain. And people were saying, what is this? Water coming down from the sky. They had never experienced this. And they got wetter and wetter, and the water filled up everywhere. The vessel began to float. The people said, let's get out of here. They ran for the hills. But the water kept rising and rising until it went over the heads of the people. And their bubbles of breath were seen in the water. They were drowning. And the water kept rising until it covered every mountaintop. And the whole earth was covered with water. And every living thing on the earth, people, animals, even birds, all perished in that flood. Only fish, or at least some of the fish, were not judged in that flood. And so the people perished. You too are warned that God is going to send a terrible judgment upon this world for sin. And you are commanded to trust in the Lord Jesus as God's only way of saving your soul. Now, boys and girls, will you listen? Will you listen to the warnings of the Bible and of the Lord that you are to prepare for another judgment that is coming, not by water, but by fire? Because the Bible and the Lord Jesus himself warned that this world is going to be burned up by fire when the Lord Jesus returns. Are you ready? Are you saved? Are you sure that you are in the Lord Jesus as your ark or your way of salvation? And there's only one way, just as there was one ark, one door. Jesus said, I am the way. He says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And I want you, boys and girls, to be saved. I want you to know the Lord and to be sure of heaven and ready against the judgment that is yet to come upon this wicked world. And so, be ready today. Believe on the Lord Jesus. Don't joke about it. Be prepared. Flee to the Lord Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior, and he will certainly save.
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me.
You have been listening to Let the Bible Speak. This is the radio broadcast of our Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. And I hope that you enjoyed the singing of Alan McGill. And we can certainly say, yes, Jesus cares. A big question that many are asking, or should be asking, is this pandemic the judgment of God? We certainly know that God allows it, for he is in complete control of all events in the world. My answer is that every pain and every problem in this world is a wake-up call to sinners who need to turn from the world to the Lord. Whether it's an earthquake, a fire, a volcano, a tornado, they each reveal that we live in the very face of death. That is true of all diseases and viruses. So COVID-19 calls us, each one, to consider the urgent need to be ready to meet God. Are you ready? Do you have full assurance that you are saved? Saved from what, you might ask? From the thing that is destroying all men and women, carrying them off into eternity. It is sin. Sin that came into the world and brought death. God announced, "The soul that sinneth shall die." The wages of sin is death, and after death, the judgment. And whether we live to 70, 80, 90, or over 100, we will each meet with death. In fact, we are at all times living under the sentence of death. The years fly by and we go out of this world. For this reason, we need a Savior. The greatest medical doctor cannot preserve life for long. The newest drugs will not keep us functioning in this old decrepit body many more years or even days. We are all just buying time until that hour of our appointment with death. Therefore, it is time to seek the Lord and be saved. It is time to cease putting off your own denial of the fact that you need to be saved from sin to know eternal life in your soul. Jesus offers this life to all who trust him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. As creator of the world and the creator of our bodies, and he who gives us the breath we breathe, will give us the gift of eternal life. Call on him today and be saved. This pandemic is your wake-up call. Will you heed God's voice through this worldwide killer that has brought so many to the grave? Are you ready? It is time to seek the Lord. And I pray that you will call on the Lord today. And if I can be of personal help, I am here for you. The announcements, the details are coming up. You are listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of the Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca, CA for Canada. There you can read my blog, find my Bible study notes, audio and video sermons, as well as helpful articles. Or you can go to our podcast on iTunes. We are on the air Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church here in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services on Sundays, 10:30 and 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view to our online services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Make it your Sunday worship. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58th Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We're located just two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188th Street. Our website again is ltbs.ca. You can join us Monday to Friday, 5 a.m., 5 p.m., here on this station as we let the Bible speak.